Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Tom Beaudet has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Angela Nissel and Adam Felber, they're tied for second. Each has 2.
We have flipped a coin, and Angela has elected to go second. So, Adam, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Tension in Iran prompted a big rise in the price of blank.
Oil.
Right. At a Senate hearing on Wednesday, Robert Mueller accepted blame for illegal wiretapping done by the blank.
FBI.
Right. President Bush withdrew the ambassador nomination of Sam Fox after Democrats blasted Fox for donating to blank.
The Swift Boaties.
The Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. Right. In a bid to help the environment, San Francisco became the first U.S. city to ban plastic blanks.
Shopping bags.
Right. Washington state legislators facing poor student test scores in math and science are proposing blank.
No more math and science.
You're close. Not testing students in math and science.
Yeah, yeah.
This week, publishers unveiled the cover of the 7th and final blank book.
Harry Potter.
Right. More than 60 years after World War II, 200 of the blanks were awarded the Congressional Gold Medal.
Tuskegee Airmen.
Exactly right. A man in Scotland is protesting after he was banned from his local pub for excessive blanking.
Flatulence.
Yes, indeed. The owner of Thirsty Kirsty's Pub has given Stuart Laidlaw the boot, saying that Laidlaw revels in his flatulence and is making other patrons sick with his obnoxious ways. Said Laidlaw, I went in and basically he turned around and said, Stuart, that's the last fart you do in this pub. Get out.
Laidlaw, you got to do it with a Scottish accent.
All right, here we go. I went in and basically he turned around and said, Stuart, that's the last fart you do in this pub. That's not good. I can't do it. Anyway, Laidlaw denies the allegations and he promised to reveal the true culprit if reporters would just pull his finger.
Look to the man who smelt it. There you'll see.
Carl, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Adam had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. He now has 16 points, and Adam has a nice lead.
All right. Very well done, Adam. Woo! Angela, you're up next. Please fill in the blank. Autopsy results showed that blank died of an accidental drug overdose.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Right. Dana Perino will take over temporarily now that blank's cancer has reoccurred.
Tony Snow.
Right. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said that Congress should find a way to shut down the prison at blank.
Guantanamo Bay.
Right. Saying, quote, I don't care if we are ever here. CEO of blank said his company was dropping efforts to open a store in New York.
Walmart.
Right. A Connecticut man faces a psych evaluation after he first identified himself to police as Dick Cheney, but then said, no, he's really blank.
The Cupcake Man.
No, Charlie Angel star Jacqueline Smith. A British Court of Appeals rejected claims by 2 authors that author Dan Brown had stolen their ideas to write blank.
Why am I blanking on the name of this book? It was a movie. Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code, yes. Hair Challenge contestant Sanjaya Malakar survived another week without being cut from blank.
American Idol.
Yes. The mayor of Highland Park, New Jersey, has filed a police complaint against her political rival, accusing her of blanking.
Stealing her hairstyle.
Exactly right.
Oh, my goodness.
Very good.
That was a guess?
Yes.
You are hot.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Wow.
So, Carl, how did Angela Nissel do?
Angela had 7 correct answers for 14 more points, and she is now tied with Adam for the lead with 16 points.
Well done. All right, then. How many does Tom need to win?
Tom needs 6 to tie and 7 to win outright.
Ready to go, sir?
Yes.
Here we go. Fill in the blank. Rejecting Defense Department findings, the family of blank called for a congressional investigation into his death in Afghanistan.
Oh, the football player.
His name?
Da Vinci Code.
No. Pat Tillman. Was
that was the guy I was thinking.
Testifying
of.
Before Congress, blank said he does not believe the nation will slip into recession.
Bernanke.
Right, Benjamin Bernanke. Publisher Steve Forbes endorsed former Mayor Blank in his run for president.
Giuliani.
Right. Many Marines were upset by new restrictions going into effect Sunday that ban large forearm blanks.
Tattoos.
Right. A woman was stopped at the Gaza-Egypt border for having 3 blanks.
3 human sheep hybrids.
No. 3 crocodiles strapped to her waist. Cormac. Don't ask. Cormac McCarthy's apocalyptic novel The Road was announced as the next book to be read by blank?
Oprah.
Right, Oprah's book club. The family of escape artist blank is opposing plans to exhume his body.
Harry Houdini.
Right. A shoplifter trying to make a clean getaway from a Seattle Linens and Things was foiled when his girlfriend blanked.
Told him he'd snatched the wrong colored towels.
No. Dropped her pet duck.
You know what? I'm going to do a caper.
Yeah. Well, here's a warning, Tony.
How many times did I tell her before we did this job? We rehearsed it time and time again. Yeah. Don't drop the duck, I said. Just hold it. All you got to do is hold on to the duck, and it's worked. Jeez, I can't believe it.
I mean, at least the lady in Gaza at least strapped the alligators on. You think you could belt the duck to you, and then, you know, it'd be like a hands-free sort of thing. Then.
Next time I knock over a linen store, no ducks! In retrospect, that was the most deeply flawed part of our plan.
The Seattle man robbed the store while his girlfriend and her duck, Peepers, shopped at the Petco next door, you see. When the girlfriend dropped Peepers in the parking lot during the getaway, helpful Petco employees rushed to Peepers' assistance. They caused a chain reaction of crashes and accidents. They completely fouled up the heist.
Nice.
Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
Well, Tom needed at least 6 correct answers to tie, but Tom had just 5 correct answers. So Angela Nissel and Adam Felber with 16 points each are this week's co-champions.